Samuel Patterson didn't want to wake up this morning. He's 60 years old, and because of diabetic nerve damage, he's limited to his wheelchair or the sleeping bag in his tent. Patterson wheeled himself from Tent City a few blocks over to the City Square Opportunity Center. He's at the weekly ID Blitz, where social workers help homeless folks apply for IDs, benefits, and housing. Patterson is tracking down Social Security income, the first step to finding a home. He could be eligible for $733 a month. Getting that money, though, could mean a two-year wait. It wouldn't be the first time he talks of past denials for insurance claims, disability, and other benefits.
They didn't really seem to be interested in helping me, only in just letting me know, well, you've been denied, or we'll send you some paperwork. Well, I didn't have another ounce of strength after.
It's a sentiment that's far too common for homeless people. Jonathan Grace is a pastor and social worker at the nonprofit City Square.
A lot of what we see in Tent City are people who have tried various housing programs, who have tried to get a job, and the system doesn't work for them. So eventually, after weeks, months, and years, it's hard to believe in hope.
Grace says finding a home for every Tent City resident will be tough. First, most don't have a paper trail, which means it's almost impossible to get an ID. Caseworkers will then try to track down school or medical records. Then there are people who don't want housing. Many refuse beds and shelters. They say they have pets or too much stuff. Others say shelter feels like a jail and strips them of the freedom they have on the street. Rebecca Cox of Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance says even those who do find permanent housing tend to self-destruct.
Because they've been homeless and acclimated to that fight or flight mode for 5 or 6 years, some of them. And then to say everything you've learned how to live through, now all of a sudden we're going to take you and put you in an entirely new environment. And you're going to have to relearn how to live with neighbors and how to appropriately interact with people. And it's terrifying.
There are those in Tent City with severe mental illness. And as City Square's Jonathan Grace points out, others who are felons and sex offenders.
If we just keep criminalizing their behavior and taking away resources and blaming them and kicking them while they're down, there's going to be more tent cities popping up and people living in squalor and in despair.
Then there's the biggest hurdle, housing itself. There is something called permanent supportive housing with wraparound services that help the homeless find work and get medical care. In Dallas, there are 3,000 of those beds, and they're all full. Nearly 4,000 other people are still homeless in a tight market with few low-priced apartments. Cindy Crane, president of the Homeless Alliance, says all that has a price.
When you are constantly worried about how you're going to feed yourself, about your immediate security, or how are you going to tend to your most basic hygiene needs, that's a 24/7 process.
One solution could be a pilot housing project called the Cottages at Hickory Crossing, opening soon just south of downtown. It would permanently house 50 chronically homeless men and women, those deemed the costliest to the county's jails and hospitals. But 50 cottages won't make much of a dent. Which leads back to Samuel Patterson. He has a chronic illness, and he's a registered sex offender with very few options.
I want to be in a house. I want to live like the normal people live. And now I turn around, and after being homeless, I'm down on my luck. I'm down in my spirit. I don't really care if I die or live. I don't like to be here the way like that.
He's just one of many folks leaving Tent City, uncertain about their next stop. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.